Well, welcome. All the dear saints from all over, and especially also those in the Zoom. Oh, they disappeared. Yeah, hope you all had a good rest last night. It's good to see you again, Ronnie, and Johnny from Feingen, yeah? Praise the Lord. Oh, may the Lord bless this conference. We're not here just to be among ourselves, but we are here to meet the Lord. Remember, in the Old Testament days, the tent of meeting is not just for God's people to come together and meet one another. Of course, it's wonderful to meet one another. Right, like I see the brother from Germany and also you, right? Praise the Lord. But the main thing is to meet with God. This is what we're here for, to meet with the Lord. The tent of meeting is to meet with God. If God is not here meeting with us, you can all go home. Because our purpose is to meet with our living God. So praise the Lord. And our desire is to know what the Lord is doing at the end of this age. After all, it's 2,000 years now since the Lord came the first time. 2,000 years, that's an awfully long time for us. Of course, for the Lord, it's only how many days? 2 days, not 1 day, no. That, you're going to make it shorter, right? No, 2 days. Because Peter told us, for the Lord, 2,000, or 1,000 years is like 1 day, right? So now for us, it's 2,000 years. For 2,000 years, meaning to say, it's about time for the Lord to return, to come the second time, because the Lord is going to come twice. His first coming, that was 2,000 years ago, and his second coming is now. Amen. The time is very, very near. So we need to know what the Lord wants us to do at the end of this age. We cannot just talking about the same thing, and Christianity has been doing that for almost 2,000 years. Right? And the emphasis is the cross. The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is very important because it's a matter of salvation. But does the Lord stay on the cross?
No.
What happened? After the cross, he died. So at least he has been taken down and then buried. Did he stay in the grave? Not very long. How many days? Even less than 3 days. 27 hours altogether. 27, at most 28 hours. Because it's written in the Bible, God will not suffer our Lord Jesus Christ to see corruption. So after 27 hours, corruption begins when a person died. But our Lord Jesus Christ never saw corruption. Isn't that wonderful? Why? First of all, because sin is not in him. The result of sin is death, and death finally brings in corruption. And this is why today, although we are not physically dead, but we are corrupt. Right? Are you fully sanctified and holy? Nobody dares to say that because there's so much corruption. Look at politics today. Look at religion today. Right. But because in our Lord Jesus Christ, there is no sin. So in him, there is no corruption. Even after his death, his body did not see corruption. So to fulfill that, he has to be risen according to the Bible through the sign of Jonah. You know, you remember the story of Jonah. So he rose up the third day, early the third day. He died late in the first day, rested for the whole day in Sabbath, and he rose again very early in the morning. So it's 3 days, but not 24 hours a day. That would be 72 hours. He'll be fully in corruption. But praise the Lord, he rose. What happened after he rose? He stayed on this earth. He ascended. Now, why? Because the earth is not a beautiful place? You know, his disciples was very sad the Lord is leaving, going to heaven, right? What is a better place to be? For the Lord is about the same, right? Wouldn't you think so? Or would you prefer to be in heaven?
Everybody wants to go to heaven.
Why?
It's better, right?
How do they know it's better if they have never been there?
Fantasy.
You're right. It's just fantasy. You probably have never heard our God wanted to come down to this earth. When the Lord returns, you'll be surprised. This earth is going to be the center of the whole universe. This is why all the scientists could never find any planet that is better than planet Earth. What is so special about the earth?
Life.
You. Listen, if heaven is much better than the earth, why didn't the Lord create man right there in heaven? Why he created you and all these beautiful things on this earth? Right? If heaven were better, why didn't he just create it us right there? Rebecca, what do you think? If you were God and heaven is much better, where would you put man that you created? You would put man in the best place. Now, can you imagine if heaven is a better place than the earth, why would God put you here? You remember what Job says in Job chapter 38? When God laid the foundation of the earth and even measured it and laid a foundation and created everything, the angels were just rejoicing, praising God. What a wonderful place. Right? There are so many places on this earth I haven't visited yet. Have you?
No.
No. Why did you come here to California? Oh, why? Because it's a beautiful place, right? You went to Zion. That's not the real Zion. You're in Zion right now. Right. Canada is beautiful, right? Don't you like Canada? It's beautiful. Beautiful. Vancouver, oh, it's one of the most beautiful cities. It used to be the most wonderful place to live, right? It used to be number one. Beautiful. Beautiful. This earth is wonderful. This earth is beautiful. Why did not the Lord stay here Why? Because God wanted the man to be on the throne, to rule. This is the very reason why God created man in the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, if you read the Bible, that's why I encourage all of you to read the Word of God. This Bible tells us everything. All the mystery in the universe is written in the Bible. Right. Don't tell me that nobody designed this earth. Do you believe that the Big Bang Theory, bang, 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 a big explosion, all of a sudden the beautiful world came into being with all these beautiful plants and flowers and birds and fish and animals? Well, you don't even know how many kinds. And the butterfly, beautiful butterfly. Nobody created that. And especially man. Oh, man came from monkeys. That's what the commies says. Not the comics, the commies. You believe your ancestor is a monkey? Huh? You look like one? Huh? You came from monkeys? I've never seen monkeys opening a restaurant. A wonderful kitchen, cooking. How can it be that human beings came from monkeys? Corey, you think your ancestor is a monkey? If your ancestor is a monkey, where did a monkey come from? How come they don't have a theory where the monkeys come from? But they have a theory where you came from. You came from the monkeys. Have you ever read in the theory of evolution where the monkeys came from? No? How come they only talk about human beings coming from the monkeys? I don't think those professors even believe it themselves. They make themselves a fool to say, you're here because the monkeys gave birth to you many, 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 many millennia ago. You believe that? Then after us, we will evolve into what? What's next? What's the next stage of evolution? A cow? No, 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 come on. The cow already existed. Where did the cow come from? Impossible. You don't need to be a scientist to believe that. Even Charles Darwin, he recanted before he died. Why don't they believe that? Now, why am I saying this? Because man is wonderfully made.
Amen.
In the image of God, yes. In his likeness. God created man in a very, very special way. Why? In order to have dominion, it says, dominion over all of his creation. To have dominion. What does the word dominion mean? To rule. To rule. Can you imagine if there are no human beings on this earth, who is going to take care of this earth? The monkeys? Huh? Can a monkey rule? Oh, what about gorilla? It's a little bit bigger than a monkey's. What about a lion? An elephant, maybe. You think they can rule? Who is going to rule without human being on this earth? Who is going to rule? Tell me. Who can replace you or human being to rule over California? The dogs, Mercedes, your dog, or a police dog? I wonder why they call him police dog. Nobody else could rule this earth except man. But there's one big problem. Satan came in and caused man to fall and injected his sinful, evil nature into man. That is why man, although he was made to rule, look how he ruled. Look how this government ruled over California. Why? Is it because God made a mistake? No, it's because that serpent, that devil, knowing that God has appointed for man to rule, he knew that. So he came in and corrupted man and implanted his very sinful, evil nature in man. That's why man became fallen, became like the devil sometimes. You can see that. Killing, lying, stealing, doing all kinds of evil things. All kinds of sinful and evil things. Man cannot rule. The history of every nation, I don't care whether it's in the Far East, China, Europe, from the Babylonian kingdom, the Persian kingdom, Grecian kingdom, Roman Empire, all of these, even Europe, you can see, goodness. It's killing, wars and wars all the time. And each war is getting worse. Have you ever seen monkeys making war? Huh? I think the monkeys will be very offended to say they are our ancestors. The monkeys, if he can talk, will tell you, we haven't made wars and killing each other. At the end, there won't be any more monkeys because we killed all the monkeys. Huh? Have you ever seen a monkey war? Pre-war? First war? Second world war? No, it's going to be third war. Have you ever seen monkeys making war? Creating a knife to kill? Oh, monkeys atomic bomb. We will be in trouble if monkeys can make atomic bomb. Monkey will say, Johnny, you cannot rule. I will rule. This will become a monkey world. You like that? You think it's a joke? No, it is not. Really not. Look how every culture in this world, human being, I don't care what race, okay, white race, brown race, black race, yellow race, red race, even whatever color, they make war, killing each other. Right? The Chinese history is sa, 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 right? Sa. I never heard monkeys saying that. Kill, kill, kill them, kill them. The Bible says Satan is a murderer from the very beginning. Hatred. Have you ever seen one monkey hating another? Get a coconut and bang at the head of the other coconut. I mean, the other monkeys. Have you ever seen that? No monkey wars. There's only human war. And the WEF, they said, there's too many people in this world. We need to reduce the population in this world to 500 million. Goodness, how are you going to do that? You know what Bill Gates says? The best way to do it is by vaccination. Oh, yeah. He said it, okay. I didn't invent that. It's written even. So the whole world, all the government in the world are promoting vaccination. If you are not vaccinated, you cannot work. You cannot go out. You'll be locked in.
No school.
No school.
Yeah.
Nothing, okay. What would happen if there's no school? Your children will be stupid. This is what happened to human being, destroyed actually by the enemy, God's enemy, the devil. Now, the next question will be, where did the devil come from? You have to read the Bible to know. Some people say, why did God create the devil? Did God create a devil? Did God create evil men? No, God created man according to his image, in his likeness. Wonderful. When God made man on the sixth day, in Genesis chapter 1, he says, very good. And he was very satisfied. But then the next chapter, the serpent came in, Satan came in, to deceive man. We were all deceived, even until this very day. He's a liar from the very beginning. Satan is a father of lies. Look at the whole media today. Are they reporting the truth? No, they are reporting lies to indoctrinate and to blind people, to lie to people, unfortunately, to ruin humanity. Now, listen, the WEF, World Economic Forum, right, that Charles Klaus, yeah? Klaus Schwab. Ah, Schwab is a German name, but he's a Jew. He said he's going to reduce the population of the world to 500 million, and the elite will rule over them. The elite? They're the most corrupt among the corrupted people. Very sad. Why am I telling you all this right in the very beginning, in the introduction? Why am I telling you this? Because the problem in this world today is the problem of the kingdom. Who is ruling? If you don't see this, you don't understand this, you will not appreciate the scriptures talking about the kingdom. And it's not a kingdom like what we see today, it's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of God, the only solution. What is the only solution for Canada? Change Trudeau? Get rid of Trudeau? Who's going to replace him? Another one. It may be worse than Trudeau. Probably will be. You want to get rid of Newsom? Yes, he's a nuisance. But are you sure you can put a better one? Where can you find one? How about Biden? the worst in the history of U.S. presidents. This is a fact. Everybody knows it. That's why I can say it. Otherwise, they're going to hang me if I say that. Who's going to replace him? You want to bring back Obama?
Obama Nation.
Oh, the lawlessness today, he can come back anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
Who can stop him? It doesn't matter who, because now it's the end of the age. This is why the Lord Jesus has to come back. In his second coming, it is not for redemption, because the first coming, redemption, was already accomplished. Now, why is he coming again? To bring down the heavenly kingdom to this earth. Because the Lord is now sitting on the throne. Just like Ronnie, you read concerning his throne is just for two terms, no? Is what?
Forever and ever.
Forever is not even enough, but you have to add another ever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. And never cease. And his kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness. The scepter of his kingdom is righteousness. Where do you see the righteousness today in Canada? In the White House? It's darkness. It's evil. But you're surprised? Are you surprised? No, because it's the end of democracy. It's the end of democracy. Right. So, the Lord's second coming is the coming of the kingdom.
Amen.
Now, I come back to the point, where did that devil come from? It's a pre-Adamic creation, pre-Adamic world, before God created man. He created this wonderful earth. But before that, he created the angels first. Yeah, it's normal. God is God, so he created the angels. The angels are wonderful beings, actually. They're spirits. So before God created men, God let the angels rule. And the archangel at that time, his name is Lucifer. It's called the angel of light, full of wisdom. God would not create a stupid being to rule. No, he is, according to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, you can see the archangel was beautiful, wise, full of wisdom. And he was the head of the angels in those days. But he became proud. So don't be proud. Pride is the sickness of that archangel, Lucifer. And he wanted to be God. And even to become God. Higher than God. That's why people want to have power today. And they don't want to give up power. But, hey, look what's happening. And so, God judged him. God judged him. This is why the whole pre-Adamic world was judged. And Genesis chapter 1 tells us the whole world was covered with water. But it was very pretty and beautiful, wonderful. But then darkness covered all earth. Then God came back in to recover in Genesis chapter 1. You need to see this because then you'll understand why today, after recovering, Satan came in to destroy mankind, because Satan knows. But you also have to understand in Ephesians chapter 1, it was even before the foundation of the world that God chose man to have dominion. Now, let us go to Hebrews chapter 2. Yeah. Hebrews chapter 2, okay. Yeah. Verse 5. For he, referring to God, has not put the world to come. Now, the world to come is coming right now. That is with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the world to come. Right? So, he has not put the world to come, of which we speak in the Bible, in subjection to angels. Now, why did he say that? No. Why did Hebrews say this word?
Because people think angels are
higher.
And power will be the one ruling.
Right. But then why did he say here, the world to come, he has not put a world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels? That indicates that the world before man was in subjection to angels. But they didn't do a good job, the angels. They failed. And who tempted the archangel Lucifer? No. The sin. He himself created that sinful nature in him. But we, the human beings, we were tempted, deceived by the devil. Deceived by the devil. The devil knew. Right. So after his world, when he was ruling, when he failed, God came to renovate the earth and created man now to rule. So Satan knew that. So Satan came in to ruin us so that we were not able or still not able to rule. Can you rule over Canada? But you don't like Trudeau.
Doesn't mean I can rule.
Just let him do whatever he wanted. So, what is the solution? So, this is why we need to talk about Zion today.
Yes.
Don't wait until the second coming, because the world today will be used by God to prepare us to rule with Christ in the coming world. Sorry, I cannot explain fully to you what I have realized in my heart and what is written in the Bible. Don't just sit and wait for the second coming of Christ and sit here just, okay, waiting for the Lord to come to bring the kingdom down. No. You do that, you're in trouble. You will not be qualified to rule with Christ when he comes. Today, the kingdom of God is spiritual, indwelling us. It is his life within us. His life is not just to save you from sin. His life is to train you to be kings and priests unto God. That is the goal. But you know, many of the Christians today, they just want to be saved, forgiven, and that's it. Save and just sit and wait to go to heaven. This is not what the Bible says. Why are you son? Why is your son going to college? You have two sons. Just let them sit and wait. And wait for 25 years, then they're mature. Then they can be a doctor or an engineer. No? Why? What about your spiritual life? You don't need training? To be king? To rule over the nations? Are you going to be ruling like Biden? Sleepy Joe. I wish he would just go to sleep. It's evil Joe. No. The Lord loves Zion. He's building Zion now with us. But Christians don't have that concept of the kingdom. They just want to go to heaven. They don't even know what they're going to do there. Go to heaven? To do what? Is that what the Bible says? Go to heaven? No. The kingdom needs people to rule here with Christ. If Christ, Jesus Christ, could rule just by himself, he would have ruled already. Right after he rose from the dead, he has the power. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me, he said. So why didn't he start to rule right away? What do you think, Tao? He wants you to rule with him. But you're too busy doing your business. But it's not too late to change. We're all too busy doing other things. We're all distracted. On top of that, we didn't have the concept we are going to rule. Where is it written that we are going to rule with him? Revelation chapter 1, 5, 20, and 22. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. 5 and 6, the end of 5, he redeemed us from our sins to make us kings and priests. And then, chapter 2 and 3. Right, we are supposed to rule over the nations with an iron rod. And we'll be sitting with him on his throne if you're qualified. Only the overcomers will sit with him on his throne, okay? Don't forget about that. The condition. There's a condition. And then chapter 5, especially chapter 5, verse 10. He redeemed us out of every tribe, language, and nations, and race, and what? Just to redeem us? To rule with him, to make us kings and priests, and we will rule with him in heaven. In heaven. In heaven. On earth. It's written on earth. But the question is, again, are you qualified? Are you being trained today to do the job? You want to be an engineer? You better be trained now. Where is King James? there it is. You want to be an electrical engineer? Oh, yeah, you know. Just sleep and dream about it, and you will be an engineer. Okay? He believes that. My goodness. You see how easily we are deceived. Oh, yeah, you can save a lot of money too. Not your money, but his money. No, you cannot just be an engineer as you like and dream about it. You need to go to college, work hard, and graduate. Otherwise, you cannot be an engineer, but you want to be a king to rule with Christ on this earth over the nations? How are you going to do that? Elizabeth, how are you going to do that? Be trained now. If you cannot even rule over your own life right now, how can you rule over the nations, you tell me? This is very simple, very logical. So the Lord has to train us. Now back to Hebrews chapter 2. Right? He has not put the world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels. But one testified in Psalm 8. Right? In Psalm 8 saying, what is man? What is man? Meaning to say, what is the purpose of your existence? Why did God make you? You know what is man. Of course I know what is man. I'm a man, right? I'm a person. But the question is not, are you a dog or are you a man? Oh, no question. You're not a dog. Are you a dog? Do you have to think about it? If I ask you, are you a cat?
Absolutely not.
Oh, what are you?
A man.
A man. Okay, but what is a man for? What is a man for? That is, what is the meaning of that verse? What is man? That you are mindful of him. That means you took care of man. Or the son of man, that you care of him. You have made him a little lower than the angels, referring to the flesh. Because the angels are spirit. Although we, the human being, have a spirit, but this flesh is made of dust. This is why that part is a little lower. But listen, you have made him a little lower than angels, but then you have crowned him with glory and honor. Wonderful. You think he's going to crown the monkeys, the donkeys, turkeys, all the keys? But man is supposed to be crowned with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You know how to take care of so many things. You cannot hire a monkey to take care of your house, okay? He's going to make a monkey out of your house. There's a lot of monkey business. Right? Don't hire a monkey to take care of your house. He's going to mess up your room. But don't mess up your room either. Because you're not a monkey. Yeah? And set him over the works of your hand. How big is God's work? If somebody, George, set you over the work of the whole hospital, is it easy? Huh? There's so many departments, so many equipments, so many things to do, and so many patients. You think it's easy? No. What about over God's creation? You think it is easy? Nothing is easy. No. Nothing is easy. set him over the works of your hand. And you have put all things in subjection under his feet, in verse 8. Really, all things are subject to you. The trees are subject to you. The dogs are subject to you. Can you imagine Mercedes doesn't listen to you? Oh, yeah, you better train him well, otherwise he's going to bite you. Right? You train your dog, right, Naomi? Oh, yeah, a lot of work. Easy to have a dog? Now you know why I don't want to have a dog. Just to put the dog under your subject, subject under you, it's not that easy. Not that easy. But now we do not yet see all things put under us, but we see Jesus.
Amen.
How do you see Jesus? Just a Savior to save you and forgive you, and that's it? You're so happy, oh, Lord, forgive me. Yes, the Lord says, I forgive you. Take the blood. Oh, I'm dead. Okay, take the ashes of the red heifer. And that is? That's all? And you continue to do all the mischiefs? Continue to live the way you lived? It depends on what goal you have as a human being today on this earth. You have to know why the Lord saved us. But unfortunately, they only know the Lord as the Savior. They don't even understand why the Lord is sitting there on the throne. So if I tell you what, or ask you, if I ask you, what is the purpose of the Lord's coming? Before you heard all of these in the church, what would you have told me or answered me?
Take me to
heaven.
Yeah,
but what before that, what is he going? What did he do to take you to heaven? To die for you on the cross.
Yeah.
So after the cross, directly to heaven.
Pretty much. Happy
land. Dream on. This is what people will tell you in the States, dream on. You dream on. No. First of all, you see the Lord, after he suffered and buried, he rose again in the resurrection. He swallowed up death, he overcame everything. But that's not all. Then he ascended to sit on the throne. You have to realize why, as a man, he's sitting on the throne, because that is your destiny as a man.
Amen.
This is a whole package of the work of Christ for us, human beings. That's the plan.
Amen.
If the Lord did not ascend and sit on the throne today, that means he's not qualified. That's why we have a song, "There's a Man in the Glory."
Amen.
That God is sitting on the throne, that is not a problem. That has been from eternity to eternity. But now a man is sitting there to build up his kingdom.
Amen.
Zion is a kingdom. So the gospel is not just the gospel of salvation, it's the initial work of Christ, but the goal, the gospel, the goal of the gospel is the kingdom.
Amen.
But how many Christians are thinking about the kingdom today? And God is going to use men, use us in Zion, to take this whole earth and rule out of the hands of Satan. This is why Satan is afraid of us. He wants to do everything to hinder us, because this is a warfare.
Right.
Why is it there's war on this earth? Help me.
Because of Satan.
Hmm? Yes, but why war?
He's a murderer. He wants to destroy humanity.
Why?
So that we can't rule.
And who is going to rule if we can't rule?
So he can rule.
He can rule. It, in 1 John chapter 5, the whole world lies in the hands of the evil one, Satan. And who's supposed to take that rule away from him? This is why there's war. Why is there war between Ukraine and Russia? Oh, because somebody wants to rule over one another. Don't think only it's Russia wants to rule over Ukraine. Ukraine is thinking, well, one day we're going to take over Russia. Because we don't want them to rule over us. This is the whole thing. Power. Why is the Republicans fighting with the Democrats?
Power.
Yeah. What's powerful? To rule.
Control.
To control. To rule. To reign over. This is why everybody wants to rule. This is why the whole world is in trouble. Alexander the Great. Why does he start a war? Because he wants to take over just a little city. No, he wants to take over the whole world. What about Napoleon? What about Hitler? What about the communists? They want to take over the whole world. Well, where does that idea come from? Have you ever seen a monkey wants to take over the whole world? The monkey would be happy with a little bananas, okay? You just give the monkeys a few bananas, he'll be very happy. Try to appease Biden with a banana. It might work because he came from the monkeys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you need to understand this. I know it sounds like a joke, but it is not. I'm just trying to help all of you to see the purpose of man is a kingdom. This is why this conference, at the very end of this age, emphasizing the matter of the kingdom is the rule. Who is going to rule over the coming world? So, today we are still in the process. And I hope that we are not just in the process, we are being trained. If you're not being trained, you cannot rule with Christ when he comes. But we see Jesus not on the cross, but you see Jesus on the throne. From the cross all the way to the throne. Now, what is more important? The cross or the throne? You mean to say the cross is not important? Ah, people will say that to you. Of course it is important. Is kindergarten and grade school important? Or what is more important, kindergarten, grade school, or college? College, why? Because of the goal. The goal is definitely more important than the very beginning of the work. Is it good enough that you give birth with two sons? Is that good enough? So what is more important, the birth or now, King James? It's very different. You cannot always think about your birth. And every time you look at a picture, you just want to see, oh, my baby picture. So cute. Huh? So cute. You like to remain like that? But this is what Christians are doing. They're not mature, they're not grown, they're not ready to rule with Christ. the end of this age and this conference and this time together. May the Lord open our eyes to see the kingdom. Right? So, for this reason, the gospel begins with the gospel of Matthew. What is the gospel of Matthew talking about?
Kingdom.
Not salvation. Exactly. Without salvation, how can you go to the kingdom? But only salvation, is that good enough? No, there's a lot of work to do. This is why the Lord now dwells in us. The King. Have you ever thought of the Lord as a King? You know, as a knowledge. But what about in your life? Is He the King in your life or just the Savior? What do you appreciate in your daily living, the Savior or the King? There's not to answer. You don't need to answer. I know the answer. Because we are the same. We are more conscious of a Savior, not a King. So I will end here with the introduction of the kingdom. The rest of the brothers will do the job. Right, will do the job. But the burden this morning in the introduction is to let you realize how important the kingdom is. Because the coming age is the age of the kingdom. The second coming of the Lord is for the kingdom, not for salvation anymore. It is also a part of salvation, but the end of salvation is the kingdom. The beginning is a cross, redemption. But don't stay there. You need to go to college, right? Yeah, what for? To be trained. Right. To have a profession. To rule. To reign. Not in that way, like we're talking about this morning, but to be a proper human being. To make a living on this earth. Or do you like to be a homeless guy coming to California and dwell in a tent in Los Angeles and San Francisco? I mean San Francisco. Learn this, please. Learn this. We all need this. Vision. Amen. Okay.